This is Wikinews Audio News, April 28th, 2005. This is Amji recording. Lebanon government wins vote of confidence. By an overwhelming 109-1 margin, the Lebanese government won a vote of confidence in parliament Wednesday, coming just a day after what was touted as the full and final Syrian occupation withdrawal. The confidence vote, ushered in by the new Prime Minister Najib Mikati, is a step which allows for May elections called for by constitutional law and demanded by anti-Syrian opposition groups. Speaking to Parliament, Mikati said, "We will not hesitate to carry out this full constitutional requirement on time." The next step for Mikati and government leaders is to draft new election laws. Lebanese President Lahoud said he was discussing among their leadership the possibility of asking for UN technical assistance in drafting the laws. A completed draft will be presented to Parliament for passage in an approval process. CIA gives up search and interrogation on Iraq WMDs. The United States Central Intelligence Agency says it has finished interrogating around 105 Iraqi scientists it has been holding over weapons of mass destruction. In many cases, the wrong people were detained and subjected to questioning by inexperienced and uninformed interrogators. The WMD investigation has gone as far as feasible. After more than 18 months, the WMD investigation and debriefing of the WMD-related detainees has been exhausted, Charles Dolfer, head of the Iraq Survey Group, wrote last month in an addendum to the group's final report issued last autumn. Dorothy's dress from The Wizard of Oz sells for £140,000. The auction hammer came down on Wednesday in London on Judy Garland's blue gingham dress, worn in the 1939 movie The Wizard of Oz. It sold for £140,000 sterling. The identity of the buyer, who sealed the deal on the telephone, was not immediately revealed. Bonham Auctioneers told reporters there was a pre-sale estimate of £35,000. The dress, one of the most recognizable in the movie world, was made for the 17-year-old Garland, who had a 27-inch waist at the time. Her name is still on a tag on an inside hem. It was auctioned as part of a sale of rock and film memorabilia and was described as a cherished memory for millions of fans worldwide. Dutch mayors support legalization of cannabis. Dutch Minister Alexander Pechtold's radical suggestion to legalize cannabis in the Netherlands has been supported by mayors of 20 out of 30 of the largest Dutch cities, according to an investigation by Dutch newspaper Trouw. Pechtold promoted the legalization of cannabis throughout Europe earlier this week. His plans are opposed by Justice Minister Piet Hein Donner, however, who is advocating a tougher policy against cannabis. The possession, consumption, and selling of cannabis, though not strictly legal, has been tolerated in the Netherlands for a number of years. The cultivation of cannabis, however, still poses a problem to most cities. Utrecht Mayor Annie Brouwer noted fire risks, tensions with residential areas, and the illegal tapping of electricity as reasons to get cannabis cultivation to the surface so that it can be regulated. The mayors also argued that a successful test could show Europe the benefits of legalizing cannabis.